John, I'm an alcoholic. I literally just like got asked to do this. Alright, so my sobriety date is October 22nd of 2007. My home group is the Friday night, I'm like really nervous. my home group is the Friday night men's meeting at Yana. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor who's actually here, and I sponsor others. And yeah, I don't know, I guess what it was like. My life was really normal. I had like great parents. When I was five, I had a brain tumor, so like they cut out part of my head thing, and I lost sight in my left eye. So like, for me, you know, people talk about how they felt different and stuff growing up, and I definitely did, because, you know, while everyone else was like running around like a gym and stuff, I was like running into stuff for a long time, and so it was pretty easy to be different, you know. And I had like a big scar on my head. I wore really big glasses. It was great. But but other than that, like, I did really good in school. I made a lot of friends. I was kind of just like, I don't know. I never felt like a part of. There was always that one group who I wanted to be part of, like, you know, that were like the cool kids, and I could never fit in, and that always bugged me. And like, really, the earliest emotion I can remember feeling, you know, other than like just, you know, I mean, the happy-go-lucky life a kid has, but also there's a large amount of fear. Just from, you know, like, my parents would like put me in like sports and stuff, and so I'd always be afraid of like getting hit in the head by stuff because I would never see stuff coming. It actually happened a lot. But even not even necessarily that, but just fear of what people thought of me. You know, I can remember from like a really early age of being worried about what people thought of me, and really like questioning, you know, things I would say and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I remember having a lot of fear and always being afraid that people didn't like me. And basically, that's how my life went. Someone gonna tell me how much time I have? Okay, cool. So I grew up like that. Everything was cool. You know, I found like my little group. I grew up in Chicago, like a suburb of Chicago. So I found my little group there, and everything was fine. And then when I was about 13, we moved to Florida, and that was a real big issue for me because I was like, I finally found like where I thought I fit in and stuff. And then it kind of all got uprooted, you know. And looking back on it, I mean, it's like, it's whatever, you know. It's not a big deal. I mean, people move. Like, I made friends really easy here, but I mean, then there was just that fear again, you know. I finally found what I wanted, and then it was all gone again. And so, I mean, basically the same thing happened, like, from 7th grade into high school. You know, I was just always worried about what people thought about me. And the way I compensated for it in high school was, you know, I if I was, like, dating a girl, I'd use that as, like, my rock of how people thought of me. And at least I had a girlfriend, and then people would think I was cool. And I never really drank. I mean, I had a couple drinks like around 14 and 15, but I didn't have like some crazy experience with it, you know, right away. Really, I was just afraid of like getting in trouble. I remember hearing about people talking about drinking, and I was like, well, I can never do that, because if I did that, then I would ruin my school and my parents would get really angry at me. And so then there was that fear again that kind of just held me back. My first drunk, though, was I was 16, and I was in my cousin's basement in Indiana, and they're like hillbillies that live out in the middle of nowhere. And I can't remember what all I drank, but I just remember I drank and I drank and I drank. And that was my spiritual experience. So it was the very first time I can remember feeling in touch with anything outside of myself, other than just like that fear, was alcohol. It was, I mean, I can't even explain it. I knew that I wanted to be like that for the rest of my life. And needless to say, I didn't. Like, I went back, you know, to school and finished up high school and didn't really touch alcohol then, just because that fear again, like, creeped in. And I don't know how, like, because I really wanted to drink. I just knew that eventually I'd get out of school and then I could go to college, and that's where everybody drank. So I knew I'd be okay once I got there. And that's basically what happened. I got through high school pretty easy. You know, there's no real worries, and got into a good school up in North Florida, and that's like kind of like where it took off. I started drinking because I like broke up with this girl from high school, and I used that as an excuse to get drunk all the time. And it would just be on the. It started off just being like one night on the weekend, and then it would go, and it'd start being like two nights on the weekend, and then eventually, by like the middle half of my first semester, I was getting drunk from like Friday to like Sunday, and then I would detox Sunday, and then I started having like blackouts, and that freaked me out. But I don't know. I just didn't know how to stop. That was the biggest thing. It was like I like being drunk so much that I accepted all the other consequences that came along with it, you know. And it was all, I mean, whatever, you know. At least I had those like few moments of happiness in between all the fear of not being alright. Because by this point, you know, I was back to where I was again. I was in a new environment. I didn't know anybody, you know. I had my friends, but I didn't know if they liked me. And like, drinking was the only thing that like made me okay with me, you know. And you guys all know how that feels. So, needless to say, like, I really drank pretty, like, for only about a year. And by the end of that year, I was blacking out on a regular basis. I was, like, drinking at least 4 days in a row out of the week, every week. And by the last day, I would, like, shake so hard that, like, I couldn't even sleep. I was shaking the next day, like, the day I was detoxing. And so I did that for a long, long time, and I just didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't want to think I had a problem, because if I thought I had a problem, then I'd have to stop. And I didn't want to tell anyone that, like, you know, I didn't know how to stop, because then they would tell me I had a problem and I didn't want to stop. So there was really no way of getting around it for me. You know, I just had to keep drinking and repeating myself, I guess. But in any case, so basically, like, my last drink ended up through a series of events, I ended up like in this guy's house, alone with like no one else around, and there was just me and a bottle. And I kind of decided like that was like my little like I'm gonna kill myself moment thing, where I'm just gonna drink myself to death. And it didn't work, and I woke up the next morning. So I figured I'd go home and finish it off. And for whatever reason, I called my mom actually, and she talked me down or whatever, I don't know. Somehow I stopped drinking, and she came and got me, and I went to treatment. And, you know, from that point on, it was kind of just like being afraid again. And but this time, you know, the difference between my life how it used to be and when I got sober is like I found this sponsor. And because I, you know, I was so, I didn't know what else to do, so I just did what the people told me to. So I got a sponsor at my home group, which is the Friday Night Men's Meeting. And I went from there, and I just listened to him. And for like the first 6 months, I didn't talk to anyone. Like, I was like invisible. And I just followed him around everywhere. And I started going to meetings, and eventually, you know, I did the steps, and I started sponsoring a guy, and things just kept getting better and better. And now I'm about to finish college, which is crazy considering I spent like a whole semester in treatment. You know, like, to be able to finish college on time is insane. And I have amazing people in my life. I have amazing friends. I have so many friends I can't even count, you know. And that's crazy, because that's not me, you know. Like, I crawl into a hole and drink by myself. Like, that's what I do, you know. I don't go out because I'm scared of what people think about me. And my life has changed immensely. And it's all because I did the steps and I found the God of my understanding. And, you know, I can't even describe. That's really about it. I don't know how long that was, but thank you for letting me share.